Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you this time. Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. Been sort of giving something this week a little controversial. I know when I say that, or maybe perk the ears of some folk, you say, what are you preaching about, Brother Munn? We're talking about receiving the blessings of God. In the Old Testament, God dealt with a group of people. Well, it was a nation. It was called the Nation of Israel. Your association with your feelings toward that particular nation determine the blessings of God in your life, especially those blessings that had eternal value to it. We think about it in the New Testament. We think about the nation of Israel. They turned down their Messiah. When Jesus died, my friend, he opened salvation's door to us miserable Gentiles, and he established what's called the church. Now the blessings of God come through, amen, association with, uniting with, and becoming a part of. We think about local New Testament churches. So we began yesterday by saying something like this: only in faithful attendance will a person ever grow in grace. Faithful attendance in a church, will you ever grow in grace? People that do not go to church very often, they know little of the Word of God. One person says, I studied on my own. Well, I tell you what you do, that's good. You need to be provoked in church to study on your own. That is wonderful. But it gets reinforced as far as the church is concerned. Then you can become a part of a group of people that might be able to interact in that church as we think about Sunday school classes and Bible studies. But I'm saying you will never grow in grace unless you become a person that is faithful in a local church. Psalm 103, I like David's statement there in verse 2. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The only way to receive the benefits that God has for you is to be a faithful member of, participating in, a part of, a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. It'll help you to grow in grace. I'll tell you what else it'll do. In the book of Philippians, it'll cause you to receive the blessings of God. You can never receive the blessings of God, the complete blessings that God would have for you outside of a local church. In Philippians chapter 4, I like this verse here. This is verse 19. But it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said he was going to supply all your need. Many Christians take this out of context and say, here's a promise that God's going to give me all I want. No. Out of context. First of all right, we have the writer is Paul, and he's writing to the church at Philippi. He's writing to this church, and he says to this church, after these people have been faithful in this church, in fact, there's no condemnation of the book of Philippians here. This book is a book of joy. And as far as this particular book, these people have been faithful in attendance. These people have given of not only themselves, but given of their finances. They have invested in foreign missions. And he said, my God shall supply all your need. This has to do with people in this church, faithful in this church, giving through this church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I will say, only in faithful attendance in a Bible-believing church will you ever receive the blessings of God or needs supplied. Now, you may get some things you want. I'm not saying that. But I want God's blessing, my friend. I want to see God doing some things in my life. I want more than just sensing that I'm financially secure. You said, God's blessed me with monies, Sometimes the blessings of God have nothing to do with that. It's monetary, The blessings of, I want to know that God's presence is in my life. And as far as his blessing, I want his blessings, not the blessings of the world, by the way. Something somebody else does for me. I want God's hand upon my life. And I do not believe that you're going to get God's blessings until you're faithful in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. This is the way it was here at Philippi. God said to these people, they were faithful in this church, worked through this church, gave through this church, and he said, my God is going to supply all your need. God was going to bless these people. My friend, these blessings are in and through the church. Now, until tomorrow, Fisher Munn saying goodbye.